This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I am so happy that you are tuning in to hang out with me, spend a little bit of time together, making your life better, making your goals more possible. And as of now, Ascend is officially behind us, thanks to everybody who took part, made it possible. And I'm excited to have it behind me because I can pour more energy into this podcast, into you guys, into helping you take your journey to the next level as we go into a new year, because that really matters to me. You matter to me. Your goals matter to me. And today we're going there and we're talking about your fears, because fear is something that shows up in many of the emails that I get, many of the conversations that happen in my fat loss fast track groups. And the fears are all different, but there's a lot that fear has in common, even when the specific object of fear is wildly different. Many of you talk about fear of going back to your old habits, that you won't sustain the changes that you've made, that it'll be just like last time and your motivation will fizzle out. Any weight you've lost, you'll regain. That you just can't keep doing what you're doing, not because it's impossible, but you doubt yourself. Maybe, and this is something I hear a lot of, and I've done an episode on this one, maybe you fear that if you lose the weight, you'll have loose skin, right? Maybe your fear is just of missing out of the hard work required to get from where you are now to where you want to be. There are a lot of things that fear has in common. But one of the most obvious ones is that no matter what you fear, if you allow it to, that fear will hold you back. That fear will not serve you. That fear will not help you. That fear slows your progress because it takes up your time, attention, and mental energy that could otherwise be put towards doing things that avoid, that create a situation where you avoid that thing you fear. Because if you don't take action because you're afraid, then you're sort of creating the reality you fear because you're not doing the work. If you fear that you won't keep up the work, that you will lose motivation, that you'll put the weight back on, and that drives your decisions, you're putting more energy into the future than you are into right now. And then you're sort of creating the situation where you're not doing the work because you're so afraid of not doing the work, right? The good news here is that you are in control of this fear and you can change it, because fear is a function of focus. Fear is a function of focus. And what I mean by that is the only time we can fear something is when we have our attention on it, when we are thinking about it, when we are fueling it with our thoughts. You don't fear something that you're not thinking about, right? You're not actively worried about something that isn't where your attention is. Fear is a function of focus. And when I talk to people either on email or in my fat loss fast track groups, I remind them that anytime we feel anxious or we feel afraid, it is a matter of too much future and not enough present. We have too much of our energy and attention going to some future point, some future circumstance, and not enough right here where we are now. Too much future, not enough present. The only way you can influence your future is with what you do right now. Because you can't do something yesterday. You can't do something in 20 minutes. The only time you have the power to take action is now. So instead of fearing the future, choose to create it by bringing yourself to right now and saying, what can I do? Right? You're creating the conditions of your future with what you do right now. So if you are delay because of this fear you're focused on that's holding you back, well, you are creating the future where you haven't made change. Right now, this is the future you created a year ago. The only time we can influence the future, and we have almost an infinite ability to do so, is with what we do right now. This creates the conditions of our future. When you notice your thoughts and your attention drifting to what you fear, oh, I don't know if I can do this, I'm afraid I'm going to put the weight back on, what's going to happen when? Redirect. And one of the ways to make this easier, more tangible, because redirection can be hard. Like, what, am I supposed to turn off these feelings? No. I don't want to suggest, and maybe it's possible, but I haven't figured out how, I don't want to suggest that we can just turn off strong feelings or emotions. That's not what I'm saying. But we absolutely, positively can redirect our attention to something else. And one of the tangible tools to make this easier is creating an affirmation. Something, a mantra that you say or think when you notice your attention drifting to these things you fear. It could be as simple as, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet, as a reminder that we are creating, we are manufacturing drama by fixating on something that isn't real because it hasn't happened yet. And it might not ever happen. So your mantra might just be, I'm not there yet, as a reminder to, dude, don't go there. It's not even real. You are here. You are not there. Or that's not real now. Or maybe you remind yourself, I won't miss now. When I focus on next year, 5 years from now, next month, I miss now and I won't miss now. I will not let my habit of fixating on some future point and manufacturing fear of something that isn't real yet, I will not allow that to rob me of right now. Fear is a focus issue. So maybe your mantra is, what can I do now? What can I do now? I know that this is a focus issue, so I'm going to bring it back to the only place where I can impact myself, my future, my life, my health right now. What can I do now? Sometimes, certainly not in every situation, but I see often that it is easier to focus on the fear than it is to do the work. It's easier to focus on the fear because it's kind of an intelligent way to let ourselves off the hook. Because it is giving us a reason why we aren't taking action. Listen, your fear does not preclude you from taking action. You can be uncertain or worried about what's going to happen a year from now, but that doesn't stop you from doing the work now unless you decide not to do the work right now. So you have to kind of think about this for you. Is this fear really more about the fact that it's easier and more comfortable and more familiar than doing the work? And so maybe you create an affirmation around that. I can do the work today. What work can I do today? What can I do now? What options exist for me now? What's my next step? There's a W. Clement Stone quote that is totally appropriate for this, and it says, thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. How many times do we think about our fears, plan to overcome our fears, give them more time and attention, thinking that if we just rationalize the fear more, it will go away? No, that's not true. In fact, thought drives fear. It is fuel. It is like pouring gasoline on a fire. It keeps it alive. We overcome fear with action. Action is the only path to overcoming fear. Remind yourself, hey, I'm in control. We aren't talking about a fear of things we don't control, like plane crashes. We're talking about our own actions, our own behaviors, our own habits, right? Regaining weight, giving up on yourself. These things are in your control. I want to challenge you to turn all of your what ifs into what nows. Turn all of your what ifs into what nows. And guys, I'm talking about every single area of your life, your career, your relationships, your food choices, your fitness, your fears. Turn what ifs into what nows, because we create the outcomes we want through action, not thought, not fear, not worry. Turn every single what if into what now? What if I can't keep this up? Well, what can I do now? What if I put the weight back on? What now? What can I do now? What step can I take now? What if I have loose skin? Well, what can I do about it now? Because I'm not there yet. That might not even happen. And if it does, I'm not there yet. And this takes practice, right? We can do this with relationships. What if they get mad when I say this? Okay, what can I do right now? Maybe right now I can think hard about what I'm going to say so that it's received in a way that doesn't create conflict. Or maybe if we think, you know, what if I lose my job? Well, what action can I take now to invest in my job performance so that I don't get to that reality, so that I don't create that reality? Turn every single what if I don't have enough money? Well, what can I do now to either generate more money or cut my expenses or change my budget? Turn every single what if into what now? And get really honest with yourself about the extent of your fear. Is what you fear greater than what you want? Now, if it is, that's fine. This might not be a goal you want to pursue, whatever this is, where the fear is greater than what you want. You get to make those choices. There's no right or wrong, but in most cases, I would say, no, what you stand to gain is far greater than what you fear. So focus on that. Focus on what you stand to gain and on what you can do now, today, to move towards what you want most and redirect your attention away from what you fear, right? What can this fear possibly do for you? How can this fear possibly serve you? Is it just a way you're delaying? Is this just how you talk yourself out of doing the work? I said this in episode, I think it was 241, but it's completely true again here. One of the most dangerous things we do is use logic to talk ourselves out of our goals or convince ourselves not to do the work. So we talk ourselves out of doing the work because maybe someday we might run into this problem and maybe someday we won't be able to sustain this, so why try? Or I'm just so worried that maybe I can't do it that I've put all this doubt in my head and it paralyzes me from taking action. Do not use your brain to talk yourself out of your goals. Turn every single what if into what now. I was listening to a podcast and they referred to a quote from Elizabeth Lesser. And I thought it was so beautiful. And I said this several times at Ascend. It's a prayer that she says to herself every day. Remove the veils so I might see what is really happening here and not be intoxicated by my stories and my fears. Remove the veils so I might see what is really happening here and not be intoxicated by my stories and my fears. Are your fears intoxicating you, blurring reality to avoid taking action right now? See what is right here, right now, and I bet you will find an opportunity to take a step forward. Don't get ahead of yourselves, right? How often do we fixate on the end result, on where we're trying to go, and on what stands between where we are now and where we want to be? But that has nothing to do with the next step. We see the journey as the end point instead of the first step. Well, you can't get to the end point without the first step. So you don't need to fear what's 2 weeks, 3 months, 4 years down the line. Don't confuse the journey by thinking it's just the end point and then arguing for why you can't get there. The journey begins with the first step, right? And it harkens back to the MLK quote, you don't have to see the whole staircase to take the first step. You don't even have to think you can get to the top of the staircase to take the first step. The journey is not the end point. The journey is now. The journey is this moment. The journey is, what can I do today? What is my first step? Now, depending on where you are in your journey, you might not be ready for that first step yet. And that's okay, but it doesn't mean that you need to let your thoughts drive your fear. It doesn't mean you need to fixate all your attention on what you can't do and what you're afraid of. Remind yourself when your mind drifts to the fear, if you're not ready to take action, or for whatever reason you can't or you think you can't, as your mind drifts to fear, at a minimum say, hey, that's not here now. That thing I'm fearing, I don't need to fear it right now because it's not here, I'm not there, right? Don't build barriers to action higher and wider than they need to be by fueling your fear with thought, right? At a bare minimum, when you start to manufacture these fears in the future, hey, I'm not going there because I'm not there. I'm not worrying about that because it's not here. Don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. These barriers, these are the reasons we aren't making progress towards our goals, because we can know what to eat. We can know how to move. We can know everything we should do to get the goals we want, right? But it's these mental and emotional barriers that hold us back, which is why I put together this whole e-course, right? Full of ideas and activities targeting you, how to help you overcome these barriers. It's called Breaking Barriers. I'm going to link it up in the show notes for those of you who feel like, this is me and I need more help. I get it. I know how challenging this can be. And that's why I put that together. Turn your what ifs into what nows. And if you don't want to do something now, at a minimum, turn those what ifs into not nows. I'm not going there right now. I'm not worrying about that right now because that's not here. I'm not there. I won't borrow trouble from tomorrow. I deal with today, today. Turn your what ifs into what nows. Redirect your fear and take action. Our thought drives our fear. It makes it grow. It keeps us from moving forward. It has a paralytic effect that is not necessary. Redirect it. This takes practice, guys. This isn't something that you make the decision and poof, it's done and it's easy. No, not at all. It takes practice. Your mind will drift to those fears because chances are you've been doing that for quite some time, but you have the ability to redirect it, to reframe it, to smile and take a light heart towards this. Tell yourself, why in the world am I worrying about something that's like a year away, 6 months away? Or why am I worrying about something that I can take action to prevent right now? What you do today creates your future. So take advantage of that and turn all of your what ifs in every area of your life into what nows. Let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. I started the day, and I need to link this up in the show notes. I made for the first time golden milk. I used a non-dairy milk, and basically you put it on a burner on the stove with ginger root and turmeric root and cinnamon, nutmeg, black pepper. It calls for stevia, but I didn't use any. And then you just sort of let it simmer for a while. You strain it out. It was really good. That's how I started my day instead of coffee yesterday. It was really tasty. The recipe I followed was from the Bulletproof Executive. So I will link that up over in the show notes. Then I had coffee, leftover chicken soup earlier in the day because it was in the fridge and it looked amazing and I wanted it. I made the chicken soup from bone broth from the farmer's market and chicken thighs and like celery and stuff like that. It's awesome. And then had spaghetti squash with butter and salt a little bit later, some dark chocolate to fuel me through some work I was getting done, and it did the job. It was very, very tasty. And then dinner was Cobb salad with grilled chicken and hard-boiled eggs. I passed on the avocado because I've recently found out that that's one of those foods I'm a little bit sensitive to, which is a total bummer. I love avocado, but I love my body and feeling great even more. So that's all I've got for you guys today. Remember, anytime you have a what if, turn it into a what now. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.